Okay, we are beginning Hilchos Arachin V'Charamin, which is the last Sefer in Haflah. So as it, with all the things in the Sefer, this also deals with halachos related to speaking, specifically certain types of, also actually like a neder, certain types of promises. They're really applicable to the Beis HaMikdash. So everything we're going to be doing in this section has to do with people setting aside, not necessarily hektish per se, but you'll see setting aside items based on their value for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, the Rambam says in these halachas, Yesh b'chlalan sheva mitzvos, so there are seven commandments, chamesh mitzvos aseh, so there are five positive, u'shtayim mitzvos los aseh, and there are two negative, zeo prata. The first one is, ladun be'erchei adam kasher mefurash b'torah, v'zeo din erchei adam. Okay, so the first is to apply the laws that have to do with the evaluation of people. Okay, again, this idea of evaluation of people is insofar as their evaluation, if you do so, to be set aside for the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to know these laws. Din Erechei Behema, the same that the halachas that apply to the evaluation of dedication of animals. Din Erechei Batim, that which has to do with homes. Din Erechei Sados, that which has to do with fields. Din Macharim Nechasav. Now this is Charamim, which is another kind of endowment. Right? Charamim are, you'll see certain types of designation. This is designation of your property or belongings. Shelo Yimkar Charam, you're not allowed to sell that which is set aside already for a Charam to someone else. And then finally, Shelo Yigal Charam, you can't redeem it as well. So we'll find out about how all these work in the various halachas. So in Perek Aleph, the Rambam is going to focus exclusively on Arachim and how they work. So Halacha Aleph. Arachim heim neder michlal nedre hektish. Okay, so the, these arachim are a kind of neder, and they're in that category of nedre hektish. We saw before, early on, that there are two kinds of nedarim. One kind of neder is neder iser, which we spend a lot of time on. This is the other kind. This is a type of the other kind, which is nedre hektish. A person makes a neder to consecrate something for the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar ish kiafli neder. We've heard this laid from every year. There's a whole section in Torah on this concept of arachim. So therefore, just like a neder, if a person doesn't fulfill the arachim, so then they're violating, they're profaning the name of God. That is as well, which is pushing off completing it. And as well as the positive idea that everything that comes out of your mouth, you should do. Okay. Now, what are these things? Halacha Beis, mitzvah sase ladun bedine erachim kasher mefurash b'Torah. So there's a positive commandment to literally render judgment in these areas of erachim, like explained in the Torah. Ve'echad omer erachai olai, o omer erach ze olai, o erach poni olai. Because it doesn't matter how he sets up the erach, whether it's on himself, like, and literally means I'm giving or I'm pledging my erach, okay? No sin erach lefi shnei hanarach v'hu adavar katzu shebetorah lo pachas lo yeser. So here's the thing: when you make an erach, let's say on yourself, okay, you're saying is you're making a promise to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the value of you. Okay, so now the thing is, how do you determine your value? You determine your value based on your age, and the Torah actually gives us it's katzu shebetorah lo pachas lo yeser. The Torah worked out an evaluation when a person has an erachin. An actual valuation of what the value of a person is based on how old they are. So you're going to see how this works in a second. Halacha Gimel, v'kamu arach. So what is this arach? In other words, how do we evaluate it? Okay. Im hayaha nerach ben shloshim yom o pachos. So if the arach is for somebody who's 30 days old or less, a baby, okay. Ein lo arach, that person has no arach. I mean, there's no way to determine that value. V'omer alav arach ze olai. So someone says, I'm pledging the arach of that, let's say, 15-year-old baby, harezik omer erech klizelai, v'enochayav klum. It's as no different as if he's saying, I am dedicating the value, the erech of this, let's say, box. There's no value to that at all, as far as this is concerned, and therefore he's not chayav to bring anything. Now, hayam mi ben echad u'shloshim yom, ad ben chamishanim gemuros, from the age of 31 days until five complete years, erech hazachar chamisha shkalim. So the erech of a male is 5 shkalim, banakeva shlosha shkalim, and for a female, it's shlosha shkalim. So if a guy said, Hare Alai, or Omer, Erek Ze Alai, and he points to a, let's say, 4-year-old male. Five, that's a value of 5 shekels. They have to bring the Beis HaMikdash. Mishenichnas b'shnas sheish yom echad ach yashin shnas esrim. So from 6 in a day until the completion of 20 years, Erech hazachar esrim shkalim, the value of the male is 20 shkalim, and the keva asar shkalim. For a female, it is 10 shkalim. Mishenichnas b'shnas achas esrim yom. Right now from 21 in a day, ad shiyashlim shnas shishim, okay, until 60, Erech hazachar chamishim shkalim. So the erech of a male is 50 shkalim, and a keva shoshim shkalim. For a female, it's 30 shkalim. And finally, u'mishiyichnas b'shnas achas v'shishim, yom. So from 60 years in one day, ad yomoso, until you die, afilu chaya kamashanim, erech hazachar chamisha asar shkalim, and a keva asar shkalim. So you can see from 60 and above, your value drops precipitously. And if you're a male, it's worth 15 shkalim, and if it's a female, it's 10 shkalim. Okay. So again, the idea here is that you're making a dedication to the Beis HaMikdash of a value of a person, and the halakhic system translates that value into a fixed monetary amount. Halakha dal. Now, kol hashana ma'ilo, these years that we're referring to, me'eis la'eis mi'am aleda. So they're calculated day to day from the day of birth. The kol hashkalim, all the shekel amount, b'shekel ha'kodesh, right? That's the holy shekel. So what's that value? The value is 320 barley corns from pure cat silver. And we already added to that, and they made it in that equivalent to what's called a sela. We saw this idea of how the valuation took place all the way back in Hilchos Shkala. Now, of course, our tumtum and androgynous, our tumtum meaning somebody who lacks clear genitalia, androgynous, someone who had evidence of both genitalia, inlam erech, right? There's no way to have an erech on them, meaning if I pledged an erech on an androgynous, there's no value. Why? Shalok kitzva Torah erech, because the Torah only applies valuations, el zachar vaday, el nekeva vadayis, only if you're either a male or a female. The vikach tumtum androgynous, shamar erechi alai, so therefore, if I make an erech, if I pledge an erech on a tumtum or androgynous, there's no financial obligation whatsoever. Alach above. Ha'akum nerach. Okay? So you can actually, you can pledge an erech on a non-Jew. Ava eno marech, but the non-Jew cannot marech on a Jew. Ketzad. Akum sha'amar. So let's say non-Jew comes along and says, erechai alai, or erech Yisrael ze alai, lomar klum. So if he says, I'm pledging to the Beis HaMikdash my erech, or I'm pledging the Beis HaMikdash erech of that Jew, it's worthless. The Yisrael Shamar, but let's say a Jew says, erech akum zelai, or erech ploni akum alai. Let's say the Jew says, I'm pledging an erech of this non-Jew, no semlefi shnei akum an erech. He has to bring the monetary amount of the age of that akum, of that non-Jew. V'chein amarech esacherish v'sashotechayim. So too, if you make an erech of someone who's deaf mute, or if someone is, let's say, not mentally competent, also you're chayv, knows the fishanov, and you validate the year. So what's key here is that it's irrelevant the status of the individual that the Jews make an erech on. We use this fixed year value. Halacha zayin. Ha'eben nerach ve'orech kishrei Yisrael. So an erech can be pledged for an eved, and he too can make his own erech, like any other Jew. V'im yifteh. And once he gets redeemed and he has money, he then has to go ahead and pay off to the Beis HaMikdash the neder, the erech that he made. Allah Ches. Echad amarech esa yofe habari, vechad amarech esa kar hachola. So it doesn't matter if my erech is pledged on someone who's beautiful and healthy or on somebody who is ugly and sick. Even if that person, let's say, is filled with boils or is blind, or let's say they're missing a limb, they spell kolmom, and if they can be afflicted with every type of blemish possible, no sinafi shanav. You always give the fixed amount based on their age. So the key point here is, again, they're not evaluating the actual worth of the person in any practical sense. Rather, they're saying this is a fixed value based on your age. Halakha test. Now, damim, right, is a different kind of pledge. Okay. Adamim Einon Ki'arachin. So Arachin is one kind of pledge. Damim, okay, which literally means, what do you call it? You're also promising the value of a person is a little bit different than Arachin. Ketzat. So what does that mean? Ha'omer Demei Alai. O Demei Ze Alai. O Demei Ploni Alai. Let's say I say, I'm responsible for my value, or I'm responsible for that person's value. Okay. I feel haya oso ploni katan ben yomo, right? Either that, if that person is one day old that I'm pledging this for, o tumtum androgynous, or someone, again, a tumtum androgynous, or akum, a non-Jew, no sin mashahu shave dinar, o elef, hilu evet animkar bashuk. So then the value is not based on years. Rather, it's based on the, you have to check the commodity section of the going rate in the servant market. And that's the value of that person. So that is completely subjective. A katam and yomo will be worth a lot different than, let's say, a non-Jew, etc. So again, erechin follows fixed, clear amounts. Damim, if a guy pledges damim, then we have to go to the back of the Wall Street Journal and check the commodity section of what that specific person would evaluation would be on the market. Alachiyot. Ba'arachan kulam, that damim hakol staman lebeda kabayis. Okay. So unless the person making the pledge specifies arachim, right, and damim, without specifying what they're for, they always go to beda kabayis, which literally means money set aside for improving the base of mikdash. The yipul akol lishka, and all of it is put inside a special room in the base of mikdash, haisa mikdash, muchanas akache beda kabayis. So all that money is basically deposited into this lishka that handles all the income that's brought in for beda kabayis. Okay, lach yadav. Akum sh'amar. Now, again, arachin we saw, right, a non-Jew can't do. What about damim? So if a non-Jew says, demei alai or demei ploni alai, let's say he says, I'm responsible for my value, or he does it to a Jew, no sin can be nedro. So he does have to pay based on his neder. Vena nofa lishka, however, the money that he pledges to the base of mikdash does not go into that room. Doesn't get deposited in that room. Shema kablamina akum adab or neder, lechazek is bedek abayis or bedek yushalayim. So we do not accept money from non-Jews, whether it's voluntarily or through a neder, to improve the base of mikdash, or even to improve Yerushalayim. Shneimar lo lachem v'lanu livnos bayis. V'neimar v'lachem ein chelek utstakav zircham Yerushalayim. So it's coming to exclude them, that they don't have a portion in basically giving charity to help out the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim. Alach Yerbeis. So what do you do with the money? So what do you do? Yivdok ha'akom al das minadar. So first, we investigate and ask the non-Jew, what was his intention when he made the neder? In nadar al das Yisrael. So if his intention was to give based on how halacha would require him to, yotzu Beis Din b'mash yira lahem, kotzi v'edek abayis v'edek Yerushalayim. So then the Beis Din can use that money for anything they see fit to use it for outside of improving the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim. V'mamar l'shamayim nadarti. But let's say the non-Jew said, I made this neder for the sake of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, yignozu. You take those funds and you bury them. Geniza. They are buried away and never to be used. Halachiv gimel. Hagoses. Hagoses is someone who is just on the precipice of death. Eimo erech v'lo damim. So you cannot make an erech or damim or a pledge of damim on such an individual. The rova goes to la misa harayu kames. Since basically the idea in halacha is that a gose, someone who's on the verge of dying, is considered as if they're already dead. V'chein misha nigbar dino v'beizin shal yisrael l'horgo al aveira sha'avar. Let's say someone's in court, they're accused of a capital offense. Beis Din throws down the gavel. And this guy's now chayiv, he's ready to get killed. So he's defined as someone on the way to getting capital punishment. And at that moment, v'arichu acher, o sheherech atzmo, o shamar demei alai, o shamar acher demei ze alai, and an erechin or damim is done either on him, to himself, or someone does it for him. Eino chayiv klum, you're not obligated in that erechin or cherem. Why? Or damim, shezek kemesu, v'ameis, eino erech, lo damim. Because this person considered alike as if he's dead. Basically, there's no redemption for this individual because it's considered as if he's already dead. Halach yadal. Okay, so let's say a person's being led, literally led to be his execution. Okay, let's say in a a non-Jewish court. He's being led to being hung. Oh, and at that point, an Arachim's done on him, or another Demeyim, oh, Hezek, Chayav Shalim, Govin Akol Menachasa. So in that situation, he must pay. And if he gets killed, unless he made the Arachim himself, we have to take it from it. We have to take the money from his property and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Tezva, Kohanim V'Leviim, okay, when it comes to a Kohen or Levi, Ma'arichim, they can go ahead and pledge Arachim, then Ne'arachim, and they can be subject to Arachim, Kishar Yisrael, like any other Jew. The Katan, she giel onas nedarim, like we saw in Hilchos Nedarim, when a Katan hits the age where he understands what a neder is, he can make a neder. Such a Katan who comes to that age, v'herich, and let's say he makes an arachin, o ned, o nadar damim, or he makes a neder of damim, chayav v'shalem, he must pay it, sharei nedarav kayamim, because his nedarim work, kamosh ganim Hilchos Nedarim. So he would be on the hook for such a neder. Halacha tezayin, ha'arachin haktsuvin lefi hashanim. Okay, so these arachim that the Torah, that the Chazal work out from the Torah, that are fixed based on your age, hein shnei hanera v'lo shnei hamare. So they are the receiver of the arachim, but not the amount of years of the person making the pledge. Ketzad ben esrim sha'amar leben shishim. So if a 20-year-old tells a 60-year-old erkecha alai, right? No sin erech ben shishim. The 20-year-old gives the value of the 60-year-old. Uven shishim sha'amar leben esrim. Let's say a 60-year-old tells a 20-year-old, Erkecha alai, no sin erech ben esrim, so then the 60-year-old will have to give the value of the 20-year-old, v'chein kol k'yotze bazeh. Alach yedzayim. V'tzarech ha-marech, right, just like ben nedarim, the marech, the person who makes his pledge, she'yehei piv libo shavin kishar nedarim. So what he says and what's in his mind must be equivalent, like any of the neder, v'nishalan ala arechim v'al damim k'derech sh'nishalan ala shar nedarim ekdeshes. And as well, you're allowed to go ahead and go to a chacham to try and get released from these types of nedarim, i.e. the arachin and damim, just like you would by another neder and hekdesh. So the same rules apply. Let's say someone says, I am pledging an erech for these people, okay? Nosin erech kulon, kol echav echav bishanav. He's on the hook to bring in the erech value of each of those individuals. Let's say he's poor. Then what he does is he gives one erech that's paid by someone poor, which we'll get to later. If he's rich, then he'd have to go ahead and give the erech that you would pay as a rich person on each individual. Halacha yotes. Ha'omer, erechi alai, v'chazav amar erechi alai. Let's say he says, I am pledging my erech. And he says again, I am pledging my erech. If he says this 100 times, he's chayav on each one. Amar shnei arche alai. Let's say he says, I am pledging, two of my erechin. Nosin shnei erechin. He has to give two. Arba, if he says four erechin, afilu elef, nosin kamin shnadar, minin shnadar. So if he, in one pledge, if he says, I'm giving 40 erechin, he's chayav in all 40. Halacha chaf. Amar hare halai erech. Let's say he says, I am pledging an erech, lo pirish erech, me, right? He doesn't say who it belongs to. Ela erech stam, right? It's just a stam erech. No same pachos shebe erech and shu shlosh shkalim. So he has to pay the tiniest amount, the smallest amount you would pay on an erechin, which from Halacha Aleph is 3 shkalim. That's what he'd be on the hook for. Halacha Aleph. Ha'omer erchai alai, umeis kodem shi'amar bedin. Let's say he says, I am pledging my erech, and he dies before he can go to Beis Din, when Beis Din makes the evaluation of the erech. His inheritors, in a yorshim chayev and litin, the people who inherit his estate are not chayev to give erech. Shenemar, vehemido lifnei ha'kohen, ve'aricho oso ha'kohen. Amad, so he's standing actually up to get the evaluation. Amad bedin umeis, yitnu yorshim, right? So, if he stood up to in court and died, right? So then it's only if he got the appraisal and then died, then nidnu a yorshin. It's at that point that the inheritors would have to go ahead and give the money. Alacha chabez. Aval ha'omer demei alai. Let's say a guy says, I am pledging my value. Af al pish amad bedenu meis. Even if he stood in court and died kodem sheyikzu dama before that amount was actually evaluated. The Yomru Adayanan, the Dayanan said, Kama Yishva, right? Basically, how much you are worth. Any Yosha Kaivali 10. the Yorshim are off the hook. Then Kitzvu Damav, but let's say Beit Din had come up with the value of the guy, that Graf Meis, and then he died, Gidu Yorshim. Then the Yorshim are on the hook. And finally, we'll stop here. Lacha Chaf Gibel. Uma Bein Erechin L'damin. Now, it's amazing how the Rambam waits until now to really get into this issue. What's the difference between Erechin and Damin? Again, the two kinds of pledges. She'erechin, Tzuv Min HaTorah. The Erechin are basically fixed values from the Torah about Damim Einam Ksuvim. But Damim are completely subjective. V'chein Omer Erech Ploni Alai. So too, if someone says, the Erech of this person is on me, or I pledge the Erech of this person, Umesa Orech, okay? And then who dies? The person who made the pledge, right? And then Nerach, and the person who the pledge was applied to, Achar She'almad HaNerach B'din, after the Nerach stood up in court, Chayavin Yorshin Liten, the Yorshin must give. Mesa Nerach Kodesh Shama B'din, let's say the subject of the Erechin dies before the evaluation, Afapi Shamar Achayim, even though the Marech, the one who made the pledge, is still alive, Reza Pater. She'ain Erech Lemes, because there's no Erech for someone who dies, V'anerach Tzarech Hamida B'din. The Nerach, the person being subjected to the Erechin, must always stand up in court for evaluation. Amar Demei Ploni Alai, but let's say he said, I'm pledging the worth of this guy, and he stood up to get evaluated, and he died before the specific financial evaluation is done, then Areza Pater, he's Pater, Shein Damim Lemesa, because Damim don't apply to someone who is dead. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up Perek Beis on Sunday, Shabbat Shalom.